Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Injustice Radar podcast with your disappointed host, Michael Terabay.
To continue on from the previous episode, Two Worlds Are Better Than One, today I'll be sharing my thoughts on mistakes I've made in this case as a musician on the road, in a relationship, and from learning by watching others make those same mistakes, and of course, how I think being away from someone for long periods of time can work, and finally, what happens when a musician isn't on the road traveling anymore. This is Season 1, Episode 8 of the Injustice Radar Podcast. It takes a certain kind of person to be able to be away from the comforts of your home, on the road, and certainly the same goes for the other person in the relationship, being at home and apart from the person they care about. In the last episode, I thought that two independent people could be the best match for a couple. And yeah, okay, I was thinking of this scenario in particular during the last episode. So if your other half, so to speak, is independent, has their own group of friends, work, and hobbies, well, that can go a long way in a part-time, long-distance relationship. Basically, they have their own world, and theirs doesn't have to revolve around the touring musicians. All right, now, let's run down some situations that I've seen on the road. The phone call. When is a good time to check in? With all the technology we have now, there's really no excuse to check in and say hello these days. But it also depends on the musician's work schedule and the person at home. Respecting when each other is working is important. I've seen guys on the road try to call literally 20 minutes before a show or right before they have to do something so as not to talk that long and have an exit strategy. Yeah, that's not going to work in the long run and will definitely frustrate the one at home. Texting is good to do whenever, but it shouldn't be the only contact. Voice or video calling has to be a part of it now. Of course, we're dealing with time zones and changing touring schedules, so both should know what's going on and have all the travel info. I'm not saying to use Find My Friends on an iPhone, but it's probably not a bad idea, and especially if kids are involved. The video chats are a must. So being aware of the home schedule has to be a priority. Don't call home late at night if, say, your wife is sleeping because of work in the morning. Now, you'd think most of this is self-explanatory, but again, you'd be very surprised. I get it. Some band guys don't like to talk a lot on the phone and will try calling with a time limit in mind. We have sound check in 15 minutes. I can't talk long. Or forgetting the home schedule. I tried to call and you didn't answer. There's that excuse. These tactics seem like, wow, I guess you don't really care about your partner here. But being on the road is like space travel. You think you've only been gone a few days, but in reality, you've been gone for weeks. I've experienced this feeling many times coming home and noticing, the roads have been paved, and I don't remember seeing that business on the corner. But being aware of this will definitely keep the relationship strong with an independent partner. Another big mistake I see is always being excited from all the things you're seeing and the bands you're meeting and all the fun you're having all the time because that's all you're telling them on the phone or texting, sending photos of things, and all the while at home it's the same work, job, kids, routine. I've learned to say a few things and hold back some and not go crazy. Example. Wow, I can't believe we met blank. This city is so cool. We went to this famous, etc., etc. Then it's, what did you do today? Your answers are like, your son broke something. The dog threw up and the power went out from the storm. Yeah, those phone calls will get old. So communication is really the key here. It's probably the main reason relationships work, along with commitment. Notice I didn't say love here. Now, touring musician is home, off the road, in between tours or bands or whatever the case. They're going to be home more now. The band guy doesn't know what to do. They're home all the time now, totally messing up with the normal daily rhythm. Almost like a bum, still staying up late and sleeping in. I will say it takes time for the internal road life clock to readjust, meaning not wanting to go to bed early and being loud in another room with the TV on or whatever. Not going to bed together after a while can be weird. Also, if you snore, that definitely messes up the normal. Even the dog will be upset with this new situation. And you're also screwing up your partner's Netflix shows now that you're home. and you want to watch something else, but the home life already has its evening shows lined up. While the musician's home on the sofa watching TV, playing an instrument, online, whatever, and the partner comes home from work and sees this every day. They're tired, but now the musician is like a dog when the owner comes home. What'd you do? How was work? What do you want to eat? Do you want to go to a bar tonight? All right, the last one here is pretty funny when the reply is, it's Wednesday, I work tomorrow, remember? But all these questions right inside the door kind of reverses the stereotype here, and the partner is like, oh my God, can I walk through the door first and sit down for a second? So you definitely don't want to be the band guy sitting in the same place every day when your wife comes home. Here are some suggestions. Find something to do. Don't be home when they come back from work, or be taking the trash out, or cleaning something, or bringing food home. Anything to not be seen in the same place every day when they get home, waiting for another gig or when the next leg of the tour starts. I mean, even walking the dog before they get home. Please, anything. I guess you'll have to suck it up and watch a few housewives shows and go to sleep when they do, or at least bring some earphones with you if you can't sleep that early. And try to get up when they do, even if you have to go back to sleep when they leave for work. And lastly, even though you're home now, they still have their life and friends. And don't get all butthurt if they still want to do ladies' night with the girls without you. Okay, let's leave it here. Thanks for listening to the Injustice Radar Podcast. Please follow on Instagram and Twitter. Stay safe.